Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Miguel Almiron has been pictured in the stands as his return to Newcastle's training has been delayed. Almiron stayed on with the Paraguay camp to watch his country's 2-2 draw with Bolivia in the World Cup qualifiers. The Newcastle man was suspended for the clash in Asuncion and opted against returning to Tyneside early to prepare for the Chelsea game. United have refrained from commenting on the situation, but Steve Bruce will face questions from the media on Friday morning at his weekly press conference. Almiron's extended stay in his home country was described as evaluation time by the Paraguay FA. It does mean, though, that he will not return to the club until Thursday, leaving him with potentially just 2 training sessions to prepare for the home clash with Chelsea. Meanwhile, reports are emerging that Newcastle had a bid rejected for Napoli's Arkadiusz Milik 2 months ago. According to football agent and transfer intermediary Vincenzo Morabito, Newcastle made a €25 million offer for the Polish striker back in September. Morabito said, "Napoli have 2 problems with exits. The main one is Milik. They will try to earn a little something in January. In September, there was a €25 million offer from Newcastle, which was rejected." And finally, Newcastle boss Bruce is said to be focusing on loan deals in the January window after a recent report. It is said that the understanding is that only modest money is available for permanent signings, if indeed any at all, with Mike Ashley instead looking for Newcastle to rely chiefly on loan deals in the window. It is stated that money would only be allowed to be spent if it was for the right players, whoever they are. That's all for now. We'll have more later.